This is WSHU's After All Things with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. ICE arrests continue in Connecticut. Southold adopts new guidelines for police cooperations with ICE. Milford will pause license plate readers and traffic cameras. Plus, pushback against a water pipeline on the North Fork continues. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. This week's string of immigration arrests in Connecticut continued yesterday when a man was sent to the hospital after being tased. State officials say more than 50 people have been arrested in Danbury alone. WSHU's Molly Ingram has more.
The arrests have been happening all over the city, leaving officials and advocates scrambling to coordinate with the families left behind. Mayor Roberto Alves says the federal government has been unresponsive. He doesn't even know for sure how many people have been arrested in his city.
We demand an independent review of their reported use of forces, a public accounting of how many people were detained, and the legal basis for these operations.
On Thursday, a man was sent to the hospital after being tased by agents. In a separate instance, a video posted to social media shows agents pointing a taser at the head of a man being held on the ground with his arms tied behind his back. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
Southold town officials voted this week to adopt new guidelines for local police to follow during federal immigration operations. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio has more.
The town says its new public safety law will mitigate the fear and chaos common during ICE operations. It does not limit what ICE agents can or cannot do. Local police officers will respond to reports of ICE activity and act as peacekeepers, according to officials. They can ask ICE officers to verify their identities, notify schools and town leadership of ICE activity, and de-escalate tense confrontations. Latino advocacy group OLA of Eastern Long Island has been pushing local police departments to adopt the law for months. In February, ICE arrested three men in Greenport during high-profile operations. None of the three had criminal records. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
The city of Milford, Connecticut will pause the use of its license plate readers and traffic cameras, but it won't give up on the technology completely. WSHU's Davis Dunnevin reports Milford has been at the center of the debate in Connecticut.
Residents are vocally furious. Milford's aldermen went into closed-door sessions Thursday night after another in a series of riotous meetings with dozens of attendees frequently screaming over speakers.
Guys, if you don't stop, we're going to recess again, and I don't want to do that. Mr. Chair, I move to call the question. Mr. Chair, I move to call the question.
That was Alderman Tony Lombardi arguing with the crowd. The alderman voted, apparently because it was hard to hear them over shouts from the crowd, to temporarily pause use of the cameras. They're also planning to create a committee to regulate the technology. Davis Dunnevin, WSHU News.
Water officials say the North Fork needs more reliable water supply, but some say conservation should play a bigger role. More on that is coming up.
September 1st, we open the door. What comes through it is up to you. A ghost? A regret? A memory that refuses to stay in the past? The Connecticut Voices Writing Contest from WSHU and the Westport Writers Workshop asks, what haunts you? Submissions open September 1st. You could win $250 and a chance to share your story on WSHU. Submissions open September 1st. Get all the details at WSHU.org.
A rare American mink may have been spotted on Long Island for the first time in more than three decades. The animal was captured on a trail cam in Northport. The months-old footage was discovered by a naturalist who has been hoping to spot a mink for years. Nearly 4.9 thousand drivers were ticketed by Stratford's new automated speed cameras in July. The cameras are in the three school zones. Each violation comes with a $50 fine. Repeat offenders are charged $75. 1.2 kilos of cocaine, and 400 grams of heroin were seized by police from a home in Ansonia, Connecticut. The home's owner has pleaded not guilty to federal drug trafficking and gun possession charges. Bridgeport police say they apprehended the same man back in 2012 for having nearly $50,000 worth of heroin in his home. U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York says she plans to introduce a bill to repeal all of President Trump's tariffs. She says the taxes on imported goods, including the new tariffs on Canadian products, are hurting New Yorkers who can't afford higher prices. The Suffolk County Water Authority wants to build a new pipeline to bring water to Southold. The agency says the North Fork needs a more reliable water supply, but some say conservation should play a bigger role and worry that bringing in more water could encourage development. WSHU's Clark Adamitis reports.
The Suffolk County Water Authority is proposing a 7.5-mile water main that would carry water from Flanders and Riverhead up into Southold. Officials say the project would bring water from an area with a larger supply to the North Fork, where limited groundwater and heavy summer demand have strained the existing system. The Water Authority says there's enough water for everyday use, but Southold remains under a Stage 1 water alert after summer usage pushed storage tanks to low levels. Joe Picorni is the Water Authority's Deputy CEO of Operations.
The thing that keeps me up at night is that when that tank level is down low, not only does that mean low water pressure, but that means there's less water available for emergencies.
Picorni says the 300,000-gallon Moores Lane water tower in Greenport can fall to just a few feet of water during heavy demand.
So if you had a very serious fire, you could be in a situation where you don't have enough water to fight the fire.
The Water Authority says the problem isn't a lack of groundwater across Suffolk County. It's where that water is available. On the North Fork, most Water Authority wells draw from the thin upper glacial aquifer. Here's Jeff Sabo, CEO of the Water Authority.
There's different amounts of water in different sections of the island, including on the North Fork, where there's very little.
The authority operates 60 wells across 18 well fields on the North Fork, supplying about 9,500 customers. But the groundwater faces saltwater intrusion and contamination from chemicals, including pesticides and PFAS. And instead of drilling more wells there, the authority wants to move water from where there's more of it. The proposed North Fork Water Main project has changed after years of public input. The revised route is shorter and avoids Sound Avenue, which residents criticized as too narrow and historic for major construction. But some officials question whether bringing in more water addresses a central part of the problem, demand. Summer irrigation drives up demand. The Water Authority has adopted tiered pricing, an odd even-day lawn watering policy, and rebates for water-saving equipment. Conservation is necessary, but conservation alone hasn't been enough to prevent storage levels from dropping this summer, according to the Water Authority. Southold resident Margaret Rose De Cruz says residents should rethink lawns.
I am so anti-lawn at this point, and if people could not do lawns and do native plantings, you know, we would recharge the aquifers much better.
The Water Authority's environmental review also considers a possible second phase that could extend the water line further east into Orient. But the authority says it is not currently planning to build that extension. Here's Joe Picorni.
We're including both phase one and phase two, again, in the spirit of being open and transparent and letting people know.
Picorni says the county health department asked the authority to study a possible extension into Orient after PFAS were found in some private wells. But some Southold officials worry an extension into Orient could encourage development and increase demand. The Suffolk County Water Authority is accepting written comments through September 25th. Clark Adamitis, WSHU News.
For the latest from around Long Island Sound, listen to us on the radio, online, with our free app, and of course, tune in right here to the After All Things podcast every weekday evening. For more from WSHU, Instagram is the place to be. You can find us at WSHU Public Radio. Give us a follow, leave us a comment. That really helps us out. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day and a wonderful weekend. I'll speak to you on Monday.